Morning up for portions of Wise and Denton counties until 8:45. We'll keep you advised. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton will join Neil Sperry now on WBAP.
Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Boy, when she comes in, she gets right to work, doesn't she? Puts me right to work as well. Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers, my friend, for all of that time, just as she described. Great lady and beautiful voice, wonderful announcer. Thank you. Well, we are here for the next 2 hours live to talk about the plants at your place. I think spring and almost summer have officially arrived. A little bit of weather this morning that would be befitting of springtime. We have just a lot going on. And Robert Browski is running the boards and trying to figure out the pitfalls and perils of doing Neil's program. And they always creep in because, hey, it's Neil's program. And I am a horticulturist, not a professional broadcaster, although I will tell you, after 37 years of doing this, it begins to be a career. Really, I'm grateful to you for tuning us in. If you'd like to call, we would love to hear from you right now, and that phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. So please call right now, and Robert will answer for you and get you on hold, and we'll be ready to roll. And let's see, I think the main thing I need to tell you about is, as we were talking with Randy just a few minutes ago, if you have any pruning that needs to be done on your spring blooming shrubs and vines, that pruning needs to be done pretty quickly now. They, most all of them, except for maybe bridal wreath, have finished blooming. I saw some azaleas as we were out and about yesterday, some azaleas that were still blooming. But as soon as they're through, that's the time to reshape them gently. Don't use hedge trimmers on spring flowering plants. In about an hour, Tucker Reed from Dallas Arboretum is going to talk about an unusual group of spring flowering shrubs, and that is deciduous azaleas, so that'll be kind of fun. Two things very quickly, then we're going to Steve Huddleston. I want to thank the folks at Hooten's Lawn and Trees. Yesterday in Emory, we had a wonderful turnout and a wonderful store appearance there. I did a talk and then a book sale and signing. And it was really fun to see our East Texas friends. Many of them have been from the Metroplex and moved there to retire or to spend a lot of their time. And it was so nice to see everyone. So thank you to Hooten's and all of the very nice preparation that they gave that event. This afternoon, 2 to 4, I will be doing a book sale and signing at Shades of Green. No talk involved and no garden diagnostics, that sort of thing. It's just a book sale and signing of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is my first book sale in the Metroplex. So if you're looking for one for Mother's Day or something else, then this would be a time to come out. The book is not in stores and not going to be on Amazon, so this is a way. You either need to get it through my office or by off my website or by coming to one of my book signings. And I'm trying to do book signings for those of you who pre-bought on pre-sale and wanted to get them signed. This is the way to do that. So this week at Shades of Green, 2 to 4. Next week at 2:30, I'll be participating in an event at the Harbor in Rockwall, their big festival they have going on there. I'll be speaking and doing a book sale and signing. So those are a couple of ways in the next 2 weeks that we can get together. I'll look forward to that. Let's go right now to our hotline because we have Steve Huddleston there. He is the senior horticulturist at the beautiful and getting greener by the moment Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
Good to hear from you, and you're going to talk about one of my favorite spring perennials and just a charming little plant. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, I have a couple of pink things to talk about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Pink flowering perennials. One is pink wood sorrel, Oxalis crassipes. I remember this growing at my grandmother's house, but it's a little perennial that creates mounds of clover-like foliage about 6 inches tall and wide. It blooms heaviest in the spring, so they're blooming now. They really shut down in the summer, even go dormant, and then they'll pick up again in the fall with some more bloom. The flowers are fuchsia, kind of a raspberry color, hot pink. This is a little perennial that does well in part sun to shade. It makes a nice border or a ground cover.
It is just a beautiful plant. I love that little plant. And there's a white form available as well.
Yes.
Somebody wants that. And it's actually a very pretty clear white. All right, and tell us about a phlox.
Well, we have one called Phlox pilosa. This is prairie phlox. It is blooming in our trial garden where we feature as many as 250 different perennials. But this particular phlox forms a mound also, and it grows 1 to 2 feet tall and bears clusters of fragrant pale pink to lavender flowers. The leaves are covered with soft hairs, so there's a little bit of texture there, but it blooms March through May. It's in full bloom now, gorgeous. Grows well in sun to part shade, in sandy or rocky, well-drained, and even dry soils.
All right, and we can see those if we come to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden right now, so that's the good thing. Spring Festival going on?
It is. Today is the second and last day of Spring Festival in the Japanese Garden. This is a very popular event. It runs today from 11 to 5. This is really a celebration of Japanese culture and the springtime beauty of our 7.5-acre Japanese garden. There will be Japanese music, drummers, dancers, demonstrations of martial arts, the tea ceremony, bonsai, ikebana, lots of children's activities. There will be arts and crafts, Japanese crafts and things for sale, face painting, you name it. There's even a food court, opportunities to shop in our gift shop, watercolor paintings, pottery, jewelry. It's just a wonderful event, spring event. Admission is $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 through 12, and under 4 are admitted free.
Oh, that's super, and that is through today. At what time did you say?
11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I will say this, we will be selling plants left over from our spring plant sale. So there's another opportunity to buy plants this afternoon in the Japanese Garden parking lot.
And from what I'm seeing, I think the weather's going to be nice this afternoon, so everything worked for you. Maybe will work for me. Maybe.
Yes, this we'll
see. This will be a good day for the nurseryman. That's what we want. How do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Do they need to know anything different about parking because of the event?
We just park in the weekend parking lot, which is off the I-30 access road between University and Montgomery.
All right. Good deal. So that part's easy. I mean, they're just about 100 feet apart, those two exits. It's an interesting arrangement. 24-hour information line for people who want to check on things other times.
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And I try to save an easy question for my last question. That's always a good thing. What's the website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, that is fwbg.org.
Oh, that's super. Steve Huddleston, I appreciate you. You're a dear friend.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you, Steve. And that is sponsored today by the great people at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Dixon, you just heard Mary Travelin. You just heard her, and here I get to talk about her and their fine store. She and her husband own and operate Dixon Brothers, and they are surrounded by people who really know things about water, pumps and motors and filters and koi and aquatic plants and pool liners. And if it touches water, they have it there. They have everything there. Everything. You step in the front door, which is right in the middle of the west wall of the store. You look left and you look right, and I'll bet you the first thing you'll say to yourself is, boy, Neil is right. They have everything. If your swimming pool needs a spring cleaning, call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to do the job for you. Did your pool equipment suffer winter freeze damage? Does your pool motor sound funny? Call Dixon Brothers, 972-288-7537, to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. Does your pond water look murky and brown? Call Dixon Brothers, or you can stop out for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products to make your pond sparkling clean and your fish healthy and happy. Yeah, that's one where you want to go to the store. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for everything aquatic. 41 years they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps and motors and pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority, 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. They're closed on Sundays, open 6 days a week, 972-288-7537, 204 North Galloway, just one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. All right, I hope you will do that. And let's go to our phone lines. We have our first call today. This is Holly in McKinney. Holly, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Looking forward to your book coming soon to my mailbox.
You bet it will. They're arriving everywhere. They all shipped seven and 9 days ago, and so.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, they came out of San Antonio, so I guess some areas, you know, although El Paso and Amarillo have them, I can't figure it out. But oh well. How can I help you?
Okay, well, last year planted some great, cute little Blackfoot daisies around the pool. They did fabulous. This year, they're not coming back up yet, and I wasn't sure if they just come up late or if the cold got to them.
Yeah, I saw you asked that on Facebook, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't look this morning. Did you answer?
No, I didn't. Yesterday was just pretty chaotic, and I didn't do it.
That's okay.
I don't have Blackfoots, and so I don't have the firsthand experience of seeing what they're doing. I kind of watched to see what others might post on that one. I think you can pretty well assume that if they haven't come up by now, they're not going to come up. So, yeah.
We'll just replant them.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, there are perennials that are modestly perennial and may not come back for us. So, I'll bet that's what it is. I enjoy your posts on Facebook.
So
you bet. I appreciate
that. Good.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
She is, that's a really cheerful voice. What a nice call to start with this morning. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will come back, Charlene in Fort Worth, and on to your calls. So I hope you'll pick up the phone, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me, please, at this point, tell you about the great people at Scotts and a very important message that they have for you. It is about drought recovery. This is a message from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. In fact, Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns took a real beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing that damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then second, you plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. Third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scotts Starter Lawn Food for new grass. You'll find all the Scotts products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores, and of course they also handle for the many of you who really don't need to go to all of the three steps, but indeed just need the best fertilizer for your lawn, and that would be Scotts Turf Builder Lawn Food. For more information, you can go to scotts.com, scotts.com. A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. I really look forward to the chance to do ads for Half Price Books. I really look forward to the chance of getting somebody new, and hopefully a lot of somebody's new, to go in the front door of Half Price Books and look around, because as you do, you will say, wow, these are treasures. It's like new books. They're gently used, new CDs. They're gently used in DVDs, videos. They have it all at Half Price Books, and every store of their, 19 Metroplex stores, I think, each one of them has something different. Now, you can do all kinds of things at Half Price Books for Mother's Day. Everyone's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices, including newly released bestsellers. Speaking of treasures, Mother's Day around the corner, she's a treasure. Get her treasures at Half Price Books. They have a huge selection of Mother's Day surprises on all her favorite subjects. They have her favorite music, movies, more, cooking, gardening, history, home improvement, whatever it is, they have it all, and almost everything is half price or less. So send Mom on her own treasure hunt at Half Price Books with, listen to this one now, $25 gift card, and just like always, Mom gives you something back there, because it's actually Half Price Books. They give you a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self. That's kind of cool. You buy a $25 gift card for Mom, you know, I'd buy 3 or 4, 10 of them. She's done a lot for you, and then you get a $5 bonus card back for the cards. Find the right words for Mom at Half Price Books, HPB.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
All right. Let's talk about Whiskey Stone right now. They have been leaders since 1983. 1983, when Whiskey Stone founded, Mike Wisnan's dad started the business, and it's named for Wisnan, that's the Whiz, and then Q for Quarry, and then Stone. That's it. I didn't understand that. I finally asked after knowing them for 15 years. Since 1983, they've been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. This is like a toy store for guys, and I think probably for girls as well. You go in to their 22-acre sales lot. I mean, you can see it from the freeway, and you say, oh, my gosh, look at the beautiful stone, boulders and flagstone and cobbles. They have pavestone. I mean, they have man-made products as well. And whatever it is that you need for hardscaping in your landscape, they have them. Their outside showroom of extensive displays inspires, helps you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. In fact, they have classes on Saturday, May 3, how to build a pondless waterfall. How to build a pondless waterfall on Saturday, May 10, how to build a paver patio. There you go with those pavestone pavers. All classes start at 10 each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiskey Stone. They're free. You don't I don't think you have to register. In fact, I know you don't. They never have called for registration. You just show up. And where do you show up? Well, it's at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, you can call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. The website, again, has all the information, whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. All right, let me give you the number again. We're going to take Charlene's call. We do have a news break coming up, and we're going to check on the weather at that point, and then we will get right on. The next segment that I have is our longest, and so we'll have the longest possible time to answer questions, so call right now. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Charlene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
I am doing super-duper. How can I help you?
Well, I'll tell you, Neil, we had a beautiful St. Augustine front and backyard, and we have got brown patches all over the place. And I'm wondering, it's a little too early for grubs, isn't it?
Yeah, about 6 months early. Do you go online very often? Because I can save myself maybe an hour and a half of talking right now. do you go online?
No, I don't. I'm sorry to say.
I normally don't take St. Augustine diagnostic questions because they really do take 10 or 15 minutes. Let me hit the highlights for you and let you do a little research. Get somebody to go to my website for you, with you, and it's neilsperry.com or Neil Sperry on Facebook, and I have this information on both of them. The problem is there are so many problems with St. Augustine diagnostics that it's very hard to differentiate on a phone call.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you some very specific questions. Give me really quick answers if you can.
Okay.
Are the
okay.
patches that you're seeing absolutely perfectly round?
No.
All right. So they just kind of wash across the soil surface, the
Correct.
Grass surface. All right.
Yes.
You have some grass that is coming in and some that is just kind of slow to come in?
Yes.
All right. Those are great answers. Thank you. Perfect. I'm going to guess that you may have take-all root rot. There is leftover damage from brown patch, but that was in round patches from last fall. I see some of that damage around town. Probably what you have is take-all root rot, and what I would suggest to you, minimum I can suggest, is a bale of sphagnum peat moss. That is the remedy for it. It's a strange remedy. You put it on about an inch thick across the lawn in an affected area. I would suggest you buy one bale, try it. You'll know within 2 weeks if it helps and if it was take-all root rot, T-A-R-R. And you can see photos of my own lawn with take-all root rot on my website if you go to my frequently asked questions. Have somebody do that for you.
Okay, could you give me the name of that root rot again?
T-A-R-R. Take all root rot. Take all root rot. Yeah, and the peat moss, the acidic layer that it makes, kills the organism much better than fungicides. This is research done by Texas A&M.
Okay.
I'm not into home remedies. This is not a home remedy. It's a very thoroughly researched remedy by Dr. Phil Kolbaugh. That's what I'm going to guess. It's not chinch bugs this early. I doubt if it's grubworm damage, just because take all root rot is much more common. That's where I'm going to start.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so that's a sphagnum peat moss.
That's right. You buy it in the bales.
And put it on about 1 inch thick.
1 inch thick. You'll have to break it apart and lay it out. Do it after you mow and then water it after you put it on. And you will not pick it up with the mower the next time you mow. Charlene, I got to hit a newscast, but that'll get you started.
Oh, thank you so much,
You're
Neil.
Welcome. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Yes.
All right, the number to call if you would like to ask a garden question is 800-288-WBAP, and that's 800-288-9227. Yeah, the two categories that, and Robert, you might tune in on this, that are very difficult for me to answer. I ask that you go to my website or my Facebook page on each of these. St. Augustine Diagnostics. We didn't get into any of the other things, you know, brown patch and all the how you tell them apart. But I spent hours typing that and have it on my website and on my Facebook page. And then the other one is red oaks that don't look right, because first we have to determine if it's a true Schumard red oak or might be a pin oak. And I have photos of that in my frequently asked questions as well. Those questions come up every week on the program, and I just ask if you will please go to the website. So the number, if you'd like to call with any other question, I'll try my best, 800-288-9227, 800-288-9227, that's 800-288-WBAP. I'm going to give you a phone number to my magazine office, and that is so you can order your copy of Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. They are in the mail. Please do not, if you have ordered one, please do not call my office to ask where your book is. The office staff does not know. They were shipped out of San Antonio, and it just plugs up our phone lines, and they can't help you. I got to tell you, it's family members who work on the weekends there, and I feel sorry for them, because they say the people just say, oh, where's my book? And the books are all arriving now. Another day or two, and your book will be there. Thousands of them shipped out a week ago Friday and last Monday. In terms of people who do not have the book yet, let me describe it to you. And you can see the reviews that are coming in by people who have gotten their books on my Facebook page, and it appears that people are very, very happy. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It covers all aspects of outdoor and outdoor landscaping and gardening. There's a chapter on trees, one on shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, incredible charts on annuals and perennials. We took our posters and put them into chart form right there in the book. You'll see. And those charts go on for several pages each. Then we have turf grass, fruit, and vegetables, a nice chapter on the basics of gardening in Texas, and a 48-page chapter on when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray everything in your landscape and garden. It's four pages per month. Lots of color, beautiful print job, and it is normally $32.95, only $28.95 if you call my office before 11 today or anytime today at neilsperry.com. It makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. I had several of them sold yesterday for that express purpose. I'll be selling the book also this afternoon at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, 2 miles north of Highway 121 on Coit. And signing, if you'd like me to sign, that's the place to come, please. Other thing I need to tell you is it is not in stores. It's unless I carry it in there to sell it on a book sale. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. I self-published it, and the way to get it is through our magazine office. So it's $32.95 regular, but $28.95 plus tax and postage, or you can get my magazine subscription with it. That would be together a $56.90 value for $42.95. Here's the number to call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. And neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769.
You've counted on us before. You can count on us now. The source for severe weather information. News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
It's Hibiscus Week at Callaway's Nursery. You'll find an unmatched selection of more than 40 varieties. That's a lot of varieties of stunning tropical hibiscus. and you'll find them only at Callaway's Nursery. These exotic plants were hand-selected for the very large distinctive flowers their ability to thrive in North Texas gardens. Fill your patio and landscape with showy blooms all season long. Watch the butterflies and the hummingbirds come in for a feast. These are beautiful tropical hibiscus, yellow-orange, double red, apricot, bright white, double pink, and much more. I don't think I've ever seen a nursery offer 40 varieties. Oh my goodness. You know that Callaway's Nursery has the very best flowers, trees, shrubs, and hibiscus, and all their plants are backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hurry in this week for the beautiful hibiscus and for all of your lawn and garden needs. 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. You know exactly where yours is. One near you, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Go to Callaway's.com, Callaway's.com to find a Callaway's store near you. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully.
And it's 8:34 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, WBAP 24/7 News. We've got severe weather breaking out in North Texas. WBAP Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton is with us now to give us an update on the thunderstorms. Brad?
Okay, Jerry. Right now, thunderstorms are lined up pretty much in the center of Denton County. And northeastern Denton County remains under severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45. Wise County can be taken out. Now, Cook County, up where Gainesville is also involved in this warning, up until 8:45. The storms continue to track very rapidly to the northeast. The storms themselves are moving at about 50 to 55 miles per hour. They've kind of morphed from single cells into a line of thunderstorms. It now stretches from around Whitesboro, which is between Gainesville and Denison. Whitesboro, near the Cook-Grayson County line. From there, down through about Aubrey Pilot Point, east to northeast Denton around the university, and then down through Argyle, Louisville, Flower Mound, and starting to cut down in across northeastern Tarrant County. It seems like as this line progresses more to the east and northeast, additional storms are forming on the southern end of it. We have one little storm that has developed real close to the ballpark, just west of the ballpark now, and also one down toward Mansfield, another one toward Alvarado. So this line of thunderstorms is lengthening and likely strengthening here during the daylight hours, but there's nothing else behind it for us. Severe thunderstorm warnings up for Denton County until 8:45. We'll see if any additional ones have to be issued here over the next couple of hours. If we can get through 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, we'll be fine the rest of the day. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton.
Thank you, Brad. 1 year after a deadly fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas, another small town in Texas rocked by a plant explosion this weekend. This time it's the Georgia-Pacific plant in Corrigan. Corrigan Fire Chief John Walter Cobb tells the Montgomery County Police Reporter investigators are blaming the plant's sawdust collector.
I understand that the guys were working in it. The dust somehow ignited, blew up.
The explosion reportedly injured 9 people, 4 critically. Sources say a 10-year agreement with Manila will give the United States a greater military presence in the Philippines as it grapples with increasingly tense territorial disputes with China. Agreement is to be signed tomorrow, shortly before the arrival of President Obama. Again, we are looking for a high today of 87. We do have thunderstorms in the area, mainly to the north of the Metroplex. And from the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Jasmine. Jasmine is a beautiful and charming girl, 2-year-old Chihuahua mix, and she'll make a perfect companion for any lucky person or family. Jasmine has the sweetest brown eyes, adorable floppy ears. She's sweet and loving, enjoys to cuddle with human companions. Although she can be a little bit shy at first, I think a lot of Chihuahuas are, she warms up to the human companions quickly. Jasmine was transferred to the SPCA of Texas March 10. She can't wait to find her new forever family. If you're looking for a new best friend, you really ought to get out to the Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Jasmine today. She's a beauty. Let me tell you, when you go into that center, it's on Stacy Road just east of Custer in southwest McKinney. Stacy Road just east of Custer. Or if you go to the Dallas shelter, which is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, either of those shelters. Absolutely beautiful, inspiring, cheerful. People are helpful. The pets are wonderful. They're healthy and vigorous, and they are eager to see you. The specific address for the shelter in McKinney, I guess people use GPS, don't they? 8411 Stacy Road. They're both open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and you're looking for Jasmine the Chihuahua mix, and she is at the McKinney shelter today. Won't you please adopt a shelter animal? The SPCA of Texas website, spca.org/findapet, shows all of the adoptable animals they have available to you. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the mature manure, black cow composted cow manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
We all look forward to remodeling various aspects of our home. And one aspect of our home that my wife and I were anxious to remodel, to change years ago, was the window treatments. We had some shutters that I guess we had made with her mom. Years ago, they were just do-it-yourself type things that were up in the windows. They had fabric that matched the bedspreads. Well, it was great 37 years ago, not so great 5 years ago. Sunburst Shutters came out, measured the windows, brought samples of their polywood shutters, and held them up in the windows for us. We have other louvered doors in the room. And you know what, folks? It's like a different room when they do that for you. It's like you have remodeled the whole wall, not just the windows, but everything. It looks so good. These are man-made material. Polywood is not wood. It just looks like wood. It's just better than wood. I'm a woodworker. I love everything about wood except painting louvers. You don't have to paint these. They are color fast. They're permanent. They don't warp or crack or split or peel. They work so easily, and they keep the light out, and they keep the heat out. In the winter, they keep the cold out. The most energy efficient shutters, plantation style shutters in America. That's pretty awesome. And Sunburst Shutters is the place to get them. They have that. It is their proprietary product. Sunburst Shutters. Sunburstshutters.com. Oh, and by the way, they also can be installed in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Here is the phone number if you'd like to have them come out and give you an estimate. You'll love these as much as we do. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Now we're ready to roll. We have Carol in North Richland Hills. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I wanted to find out, I've planted some daffodils and iris reticulate and the muscari, it's like a real kind of compact hyacinth.
Yeah, it's grape hyacinth. It's not related, but yeah.
Oh, okay. But I wanted to find out, when is a good time to cut back the leaf stalk?
As soon as they are completely brown and crisp. I mean,
okay.
Dried totally.
The leaves themselves?
The leaves themselves. Those leaves are critical to the plants because
that
they are manufacturing sugar that then is taken down into the bulbs to store for next year.
Okay. The iris reticula didn't bloom very well, so I guess I'm not going to be able to have those again next year. But just leave the stalks there and don't worry about it.
Well, that's up to you. If you want to leave them and see what happens next year, you can. The grape hyacinth's foliage is not terribly unattractive. It'll come up very early in the fall. I have grape hyacinths that have come across the county road from our neighbors, and and they're in an open field, and it looks like bluebonnets about three mm-hmm. weeks early. They're lovely. Mm-hmm. Daffodils, hopefully you bought types that will repeat bloom.
They will.
Okay, that's good, because some of the great big ones just are not very good at reblooming. But you must leave that foliage as long as possible. I mean, until it is way beyond yellow.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Atta girl, Carol. Thank you. Kathy and Crowley, good morning.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Well, we have a wrought iron fence, and I got your book, and it's just wonderful. And I was thinking about trumpet vine. Yeah, thank you. I was thinking about a trumpet vine along the east of the fence, but then you got me to thinking about a ladybank. And I wanted to know the pros and cons, you know, like bloom time and maintenance, ladybanks versus trumpet vine on a wrought iron fence.
All right, I can help you with those. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is that those are both heavy vines. They both weigh a great deal, and so you need to have a really good wrought iron fence. If you have a really well-made wrought iron fence, then it will support those. The photo that you see in my new book of Lady Banksia, one of those photos is on wrought iron. It's a long colonnade of Lady Banksia. And it, in fact, I think there may be two photos, and it is on wrought iron. That's a common way to use it. You need to trim Lady Banksia right after it blooms in the spring. It only blooms one time. It will bloom in March. And then after that, you can reshape it and prune it and tie it back flat again. Take off any stems that are coming out away from the wrought iron. Don't try to tie them back. Just remove them. There'll be plenty of growth. Trumpet, and it is semi-evergreen. And we have a weather warning. I think I need to hit that, and I'll come right back to you, Kathy. Please bear with me.
Okay. This is Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton, live in the WBAP Weather Center. New severe thunderstorm warnings are being issued for portions of Collin, Cook, Denton, and Grayson counties. Stand by as we alert our other stations in the area on WBAP. We interrupt our regular programming at the request of the National Weather Service to activate the North Central Texas Emergency Alert System at 8:45. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Collin County, southeastern Cook County, eastern Denton County, and Grayson County until 9:30. National Weather Service radar detecting a line of severe thunderstorms capable of quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. Storms located along a line extending from 4 miles northwest of Whitesboro down to Lake Ray Roberts Park to Highland Village, moving east at 55 miles an hour. The severe thunderstorms will be on top of the Colony in Frisco in a few minutes, approaching Pottsboro, Prosper, Plano, and Gunter by 8:55, McKinney by 9. This will impact portions of I-35, also US 75. Again, the National Weather Service in Fort Worth has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Collin, southeastern Cook, eastern Denton, and Grayson counties until 9:30. All North Central Texas stations affected by this alert are requested to rebroadcast the preceding announcement. Meteorologist Brad Barton in the WBAP Weather Center. Just a quick update on the storms. They're tending to build a little bit in intensity and also a little farther south. We're watching 1, 2, 3, 4 cells now lined up from DFW Airport in the center of the DFW area, from DFW Airport down through Arlington to Mansfield, everything tracking to the northeast at about 50 miles per hour. Also, a strong thunderstorm over the Lake Dallas, North Louisville area, tracking generally along and somewhat north of 121 Sam Rayburn. The storms do have some small hail, could be some briefly damaging winds, and briefly heavy rains will keep you advised. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton. Now back to Neil Sperry on WBAP.
All right, Brad, thank you very much. Let's, Robert, go back to Kathy and Crowley, if you don't mind. Kathy, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Atta girl, thanks for waiting. The thing I would say on both those, if you have a substantial piece of wrought iron fencing, then either would do beautifully for you. Lady Banksia blooms one time in spring, does not have thorns. You will not see black spot or powdery mildew on it. It has almost no pest problems, so that part of it is very, very good. The Madame Galen Trumpet Creeper is one of my favorites. It probably would be my choice. Depending on the color of the brick, that if you have brick involved with the wrought iron, I would think about, do I want yellow or do I want orange? The trumpet creeper will bloom all summer long. It'll start in May and go all the way into September, so it gives you a much longer bloom cycle. When the flowers fall, they're just a little messy, so if you have a sidewalk or patio immediately adjacent, then you'd have to keep them picked up. They're kind of big and juicy, but they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. Now, you gotta understand, it is not easy for a guy from College Station to admit that orange is pretty.
Well, I have to tell you, the trumpet vine is one of the first things I planted that didn't die.
Yeah.
And so I have a real fondness for that vine myself.
Well, it's lovely, and I think its training will be easier to see and take care of. That would be my suggestion. It would be my choice also. I like both plants, and I would have both in a landscape. But for that use, I think that would be best.
Okay, great. And then real quick on the north, we do have quite a substantial wrought iron. I think we're good there.
Okay.
On the north side, it's about, oh my gosh, probably 70, 80 feet of fence. And I thought, well, what about sage bushes? We don't want a lot of enclosure, privacy, what am I saying, trying to say? So I thought between a sage bush and a vitex. What do you think about aesthetics of those?
You're talking about Abbott and Costello there. You're talking about one of the largest shrubs that we have. Vitex will grow to be 15 feet tall and wide. And you're talking about Texas sage?
Yeah.
I'd encourage you to drive around town. Half of the ones I see in landscapes are dead. They froze this year. They're gone. This is the third time I've seen that happen to them. I am just, I'm to the nostrils on Texas sage. I'm sorry. I love the plant. But, when we think about Texas natives, that thing is native to George West, Texas. Look it up on the map. That's clear down south of San Antonio. And we start bringing those plants so this far north, or in the case of the plants from the West Texas, this far east, they may not be adapted here. They may not survive here because of the wet times that sometimes we have, or the cold that sometimes we have. So if you have wrought iron, I would use a dark evergreen shrub. Whether it's Nandinas or whether it would be, anybody listening to me for any length of time knows I'm a holly fanatic, or sea green juniper is beautiful, lacy texture. You don't have to use many of these things to give a nice semblance of a boundary, and they're really pretty. So I'd go that way, and if you want to put one Texas sage in, do it, but man, one's enough in my landscape. I don't want the heartbreak. There are hundreds of them at the intersection of 121 and 75, and I think they've lost half of those this winter. I was looking yesterday. So anyway, I must run. I'm hopelessly behind now. The weather didn't keep me ahead.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, I appreciate your call. Folks, I know I said I could take the most calls in that last segment, and I didn't get there. Let me do the best that I can with the weather dodging us around right now. Trinity Expanded Shale. You say, I don't know that product. What is that, Neil? Will you tell me? And I will. This is an incredible product. It is a soil amendment that is so much better than washed brick sand that we used to recommend. It is a breakthrough in soil amendments. Benefits shown by research at Texas A&M, my friend Dr. Steve George. It does all kinds of great things. The only manufacturer of expanded shale in Texas is Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. The ideal way to get long-term improvement of our heavy clay soils. Mix 2 or 3 inches, even 1 inch to 2 inches of expanded shale with several inches of organic matter, sphagnum, peat moss, compost, pine bark mulch, and well-rotted manure. And that's almost like creating a potting soil. It's that good. Rototill it all together into the top 10 or 15 inches of soil. You'll have a vegetable garden. You'll have a flower bed. You'll have a ground cover bed. The bed will be raised by 2 or 3 inches above the surrounding grade when you finish that, and that's great. There's just everything about this. It's great. Expanded shale will last 10 years or longer. I use expanded shale in my landscape. I even use it in my potting soil for ballast. Expanded shale's been in my product line, not my product line, but in my list of products that I have for 10 years or more. It's available in bulk from Living Earth and Soil Building Systems. Also available in bags at your favorite independent retailer. Shale Garden Center. Ask for it by name, Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. For more information, contact Eric Nelson. Take this phone number down, please. Trinity Expanded Shale, 817-635-8541. 817-635-8541, Trinity Expanded Shale.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
Let me tell you right now about the Baylor Healthcare System, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. It was 9 years ago this month that our daughter's life was saved from the flesh-eating bacterium at Baylor Plano. And we had never set foot in a Baylor hospital in all of that time. I don't believe we had. And boy, I'll tell you, since then, that's the place we go. If we have any kind of emergency need, we just say, please get us to Baylor. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. My wife serves on the Baylor McKinney board. I always like to disclose that. But you know what? She is doing that. It's a non-paying thing. She loves doing that because we just feel so beholden to Baylor. Scoliosis. We learned about the Baylor Scoliosis Center when we were in the hospital with our daughter. Since 2005, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, first center of its kind in Dallas-Fort Worth, has been devoted to treatment, surgery, and care of advanced spine curvature in adults and adolescents. Baylor Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis, spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. The center gives new hope to people living with the pain and disfigurement of scoliosis, even to those who previously thought their condition was untreatable. Baylor Scoliosis Center, Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and George Bush Turnpike. For more information on the center or to view patient testimonials, visit thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com or call 972-985-2797, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, 972-985-2797.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has printed, and it's beautiful, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, $32.95 on sale for a limited time at $28.95, or by the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, total value $56.90 for just $42.95. I have self-published the book. It won't be in stores or on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW or order from neilsperry.com.
Office will be open until 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW. I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery doing a book sale and signing 2 to 4 today in Frisco. And I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be at North Haven Gardens in a couple of weeks as well. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. And they are a destination garden center unlike any other. 214-363-5316 is the number if you need to call them. NHG.com is the website. They have potato slips, and they can be planted right now. These are sweet potatoes, I am assuming. I don't know the varieties. Nancy Hall, Centennial, Carolina Ruby, and Ruby sounds like a sweet potato, and Bunch Portico Rico. And it's Puerto Rico. I'm sorry, it's not Puerto, it's Porto. It's always a good time to add rain barrels to your landscape, and they have them in stock. They're easy to install. They can help you by instructing you. Just place the rain barrel on a raised surface beneath a shortened downspout and attach your hose. That's simple as it can be. Made of high-quality materials, completely tax-free. That's cool. North Haven Gardens has spring-blooming shrubs, spirea, double bridal wreath with a classic cascade of white blooms. That's where I bought mine years ago. Sweet olive with wonderful sweet fragrant blooms on an evergreen shrub, and snowball viburnum with puffy snowball flowers in the spring. Today's the final day of North Haven Gardens Rose Special, $5 off all roses. Folks, you just got to see North Haven Gardens, their 9-acre nursery, to believe it. It's one block west of Central on North Haven. That's just about a mile inside LBJ Freeway on Central, off Central. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, NHG.com. All right, well, I'm sorry. The I'm behind. You can tell that's our ramp to the newscast at 9 o'clock. I hope next hour we will keep this thing right on track time-wise. My bad on that one. We just have a lot going on the weather right now. So, anyway, please stay with me, Ona and Penny. I see you there, and I hope you'll wait for me. We'll be back.